Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelke. It's time for the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. It's the New York Giants visiting the Carolina Panthers. Both teams in a must-win situation at 0-2, trying to get a 1 in that win column and stay in a good competition in their relative division races. Now, the Giants have a lot of work to do this week, coming off consecutive losses to the Denver Broncos and, of course, in week one to the Dallas Cowboys. And they have a lot of work to do on offense and on defense. Let's take a look at the injury report. You'll see Corey Webster is doubtful with that hip injury. He's the one guy you really have to worry about if you're a Giant fan. If he is unable to go, Aaron Ross will get the start at cornerback. Now it's time to break down the game, and to do it, we are joined by Paul Dottino. Of course, he covers the Giants for WFAN and a contributor to Giants.com. And Paul, last year, the Giants dominated the Panthers on national TV on Thursday Night Football. They remember that. I'm sure they've had this game marked in their calendars. Plus, Dave Gettleman, former Giant executive, is their GM. Chase Blackburn is there. Dominic Hickson is there. A lot of side stories.
Yeah, sure are, John. The Giants rolled up over 400 yards in that game last year. It was supposed to be Cam Newton's primetime coming out party. And the Giants rolled, used five Carolina turnovers, and beat them 36-7. I think both teams remember that, but of course, this is a whole nother year. And really, most importantly, the Carolina secondary is decimated.
And we'll get to that in a second, but first, let's start with their offense and Cam Newton. Obviously, last year, he did not have a great performance against the Giants. He hopes to change that on Sunday afternoon. Perry Fuel knows that he is a handful.
I think he just gets better as the weeks go on. It seems like he's somewhat of a slow starter. And then, like, I know we watched him at the last four games last year, and he was on fire. And I'm saying, like, wow, that's a good offense. That's a good football team. Man, that quarterback's really growing. And it just seems like as the weeks progress throughout the season, he gets better and better and better.
And, Paul, obviously the reason Cam Newton is so dangerous is that he's a dual threat. He can not only throw the football, he can also run it. However, the number of design running plays for Cam Newton is way down from where it was a year ago.
Well, sure it is, John, because quite honestly, they don't want him taking as many chances. And when they put more on his shoulders, he tends to panic a little bit. One of the things you'll notice about this newfangled Panthers offense is that he's throwing a lot of short stuff. He's averaging less than 6 yards per attempt, which in the NFL is a real low number.
No doubt about it. They are really a more traditional run game now. And the Giants have actually done a much better job stopping the run this year. And their mission this week, according to Justin Tuck, is no different. Stop the run.
This is a run-first offense, and you know they got a great scheme, a great running back, and you know even with the quarterback, when you stop him, he can get loose. So for us, man, you know coming into this game, we can't allow ourselves to start you know thinking, oh, this team had success sack-wise. Yeah, but we got to stop the run.
And Paul, they feature Mike Tolbert, who's the bigger back, but D'Angelo Williams is their primary tailback. Actually, fifth in the NFL right now in yards after contact. The Giants better tackle.
Yeah, he's a very shifty guy and deceptively strong. And if you remember, in years past, he's had a couple of pretty good performances against the Giants on all out last year.
And, of course, through the air, Steve Smith, one of the oldest wide receivers in the league, but he's still got that big playability. And Greg Olsen's become a very good receiving and blocking tight end.
Yeah, the thing you got to remember about Newton is that he doesn't have a whole lot of weapons to look at, so those two guys are really his focus. And what a lot of people say is that he does tend to look at his receivers a little too long, gives some defenses an opportunity to make plays. And so you want to keep an eye on how the Giants defend both Olsen and Smith.
Let's jump to the defensive side of the ball. The Panthers, you mentioned, have some injuries in the secondary, but they're very strong rushing the passer, and Eli knows their defense is very formidable.
They're good. They're a really good defense, and the first two games they've played outstanding. Seattle held to 12 points. Buffalo, they did really well. Obviously two minute drive at the end. Had a penalty, a big part of them. Getting into the game, Buffalo in the first place. So they've played very well. We got to go out there and play our best football.
And Paul, their strength is in their front seven. Their two defensive ends last year combined for 20 sacks. And their linebacking core, led by Luke Kuechly, is excellent.
Yeah, it's really the linebacking core that I'm more concerned about, John, because right now they've only got a couple of sacks on the season through the first two games. But Kuechly is very active. He goes sideline to sideline, a lot like Sean Lee of the Cowboys. He really gets after it. We all know about John Beeson coming off microfracture surgery, not quite the same. And then there's Thomas Davis, who, by the way, he and Terrell Thomas, the only two players in NFL history to come off of three ACLs and make it back to the league. That's a great story, but the Giants aren't interested in stories. They're interested in wins right now.
And they're interested in going after that banged-up Panther secondary. We had a chance to talk to offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride this week, and he spoke about what he usually sees from other teams when they have a lot of injuries in the secondary.
You know, I'd say probably more often than not, they'll play a little bit more conservative and try to be a little bit a little safer in their approach rather than letting guys be out, you know, hanging them out one-on-one with receivers. But I've certainly gone against guys that have taken the other approach, so you really don't know. But they've been certainly a high percentage of two deep anyway, so that's something that, you know, with that front that they've got, they can do that, you know, and be a little more conservative, not maybe quite the high percentage of blitzes that we faced last week and somewhat during the preseason. But, you know, you never know. I've certainly gone against guys that have gone the other way.
Hey, Paul, and their secondary is a mess right now. Quinton Michael has been ruled out of this game. Moore, another swing guy between cornerback and safety, he's been ruled out. Two of their cornerbacks are questionable. Boy, against three great giant wide receivers in Nix, Cruz, and Randall, this is going to be a tall order for them.
Yeah, don't forget, Brandon Myers has 13 catches through two games, too, John. Munnerin, their right corner, is the only guy who has any semblance of health. He would line up against Akeem Nix.
And he's under 5'8".
Yeah.
That's a problem.
It is. So you would think that the Giants should be able to have a field day passing the football, even if they don't run it so well. I just don't see how the Panthers secondary is going to keep up with Eli Manning and company. But, of course, nonetheless, Tom Coughlin always would like to get the run going first.
And Kevin Gilbride mentioned they play a very conservative defense.
Yeah.
So they play a lot of two safeties deep. The Giants have to be a little methodical, not necessarily go for that big play, maybe finally get that running game going.
Yeah, maybe. But again, because of the way that they play that deep zone, the underneath stuff, which really suits Myers very well, could be a real source of attack for New York.
And with two safeties deep, not an extra guy in the box, maybe get David Wilson some attempts through the rush and maybe get some good yardage
there.
Paul, finally, one big weapon they have is Ted Ginn on special teams. This guy's a dynamic returner in kick and punt.
And you know what happened last weekend, right? When Holiday took a punt back 81 yards for a touchdown and solidified the Broncos' win. Look, that's the worst play by far the Giants have had in special teams coverage since the summer began. Tom Coughlin said he thinks it was only a blip.
Well, let's hope it is. The Giants and Panthers coming your way on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And that's all the time we have for the preview report. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmunk. Giants and Panthers, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Enjoy it, everybody. Have a great weekend.
This Insider was brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 59-50 cap today.